car are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. Today is Sunday, June 15th, 2014, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning, and happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you very much. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. And we have Bob Martin, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy here, too.
Happy Father's Day, Mark.
You too, Bob.
Well, thank you. My four-legged children wish me a happy Father's Day.
Well, that's nice.
There you have it.
That's
there you
awesome.
Have it. Everybody's got kids somewhere. Well,
that's right.
Well, think about that one.
Some may have more kids than with no. We better let that go.
Yeah, never mind.
Didn't quite come out like you intended.
Well, you know, what can I say? We are streaming worldwide. This is KCNR1460.com. The chat room, that's where you can go. And or
well,
you can call
kinda.
In. Or the chat room. Well, we don't know. I think
yeah,
we've
the
got
chat room's not working right once again.
It's
so
the
just
NSA
be
bug.
With us.
Yeah, boy, have a conservative radio talk show, and pretty soon everything goes wrong in the chat room. Just quinky-dink, you don't understand.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, or you can call in at 530-605-4567 because we are live. All shows are podcast and archive as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Mark, M-A-R-K-E, middle initial, Kent, K-E-N-T. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind Radio. No, that's them on Saturday morning.
Saturday.
Yeah, that's the other guys.
Yeah, from 8 to 9.
From 8 to 9, and then
they do
we the
great
people.
Job.
Yeah, they're doing great. Yeah. Red and Mouse over there.
Yep.
So,
getting a lot of good information out. So.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Quote of the day, sit tall in the saddle, hold your head high, keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky, and live like you ain't afraid to die, and don't be scared, just enjoy the ride. That's Chris Ledoux, the ride. I
well,
like
there you go. I was going to say somebody like John Wayne or something.
I know, like it. We also have a Reading Tea Party every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. And We the People Radio, 8 to 10 on Sunday morning right
yes,
before
we
us.
Do.
So have you got any
I just want to let people to remind them about Camp for Life that's coming up June 29th through July 6th. Camp for Life is the camp that we put on out at Whiskeytown with Missing in America Project and Walmart Truckers. It's for terminally ill children. And we do a lot of different activities and a lot of great things go on out there. People are welcome to come out, help pitch in, do activities with the kids. If you know any kids that need to, that aren't able to get out and do things like that, they're more than welcome. On the 4th of July, we'll be having a lot of good things out there. There's fishing. They stock the lake out there two times while we're out there, so there's plenty of fishing. So, yeah, just come on out and enjoy it.
Nice. Very nice. You'll have to excuse me if I sniffle over here a little bit. I hauled hay yesterday, and the first cutting, it just kills me. So, anyway, that's why I'm doing that every once in a while. Hay fever's bad. So, anyway, today we have our guest, and our guest today is Joe D. Messina. And a little bit about him.
Not the country singer.
Not the country.
Not the country singer.
It's not Joe D. I'm sorry. It's Joe Messina.
he might be a country singer, and we just don't know it.
For a minute there, I was getting really excited because I think Joe D.'s pretty good looking, if I remember right. But no, we got Joe Messina on the line, I think, with us. And how you doing this morning, Joe?
You got it close. I'm a bathroom singer, but I don't think that's the same as a country singer. I'm not quite sure, though.
yeah, I'm not sure. You know, is that the same thing as a shower singer?
Yes, yeah, same thing. That, as long as you close the door and nobody's around and noise is loud from the water, I do fine.
There
yeah,
you
as
have
long
it.
As your family don't come in and tell you to be quiet
oh,
even in the
yeah,
shower.
That's true. Yeah, so pounding on the door, yeah.
Well, not a good thing.
No two-part harmonies, is that what you're saying?
No, not going to happen in there. No,
anyway, I was looking at your bio here, and you've got your own talk show host, and you kind of cut from the same cloth that we are. You know, you take on the real issues and not the the lies that the mainstream media just throws out there and sound bites. And you know, you go after the controversial issues that nobody else will touch. So, you know, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe, and how you got started and where you come from and why you're here.
Well, I got started almost as a joke. I had a computer company, and there was a local radio station that I kept trying to get to bring me on to do a technical hour, you know, maybe once a week, and they really weren't interested. That was not something that they were looking to do. But anyway, I was in there working on computers one day, and a host didn't show up, or called and said, I'm not going to be able to make it. So he said, here's your chance. Do you want to go on? I said, yeah, but I'm not going to go on with the technical stuff. I have nothing put together. So I grabbed a Republican and a Democrat, we sat behind Mike and had a ball for an hour. and the owners came down and said, I think we have a hit. Let's work on a show. And the rest, as they say, is minor history. It'll never make the pages of the big history books. And it just grew from there. I'm surprised at how much it's grown. But, you know, you hit on something key is I do the political issues and I do other things like that. But I'm hitting hard on the social issues because really very few hosts are taking them on and taking them on in depth.
Right.
I don't know why not, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Joe, not to derail where we're going here, but it's funny because how I got started in this business was almost the exact same thing. A guy invited me to be a guest. Oh, you'd be good on the radio. and then like 2 weeks later, he goes, oh, by the way, I'm quitting. If you want to stick around, you can go ahead.
So,
it's like 4 years later, I'm still at it here.
Well, I just want to know, did the Democrat and Republican have a ball as much as you did with the first show?
Probably not, because I'm the agitator.
I'm
a registered Republican and a conservative, I don't let them get away with anything.
Yeah.
So it was great to play ping pong with both of them and really not let them get away with anything. And I think that's what the owner was trying to say was it wasn't a fluff thing. We were just having like a coffee table conversation where I wouldn't let them get away with the standard party lines.
Right. Yeah, the talking points that they all seem to get, you know, and I'm a libertarian, but I'm registered as a Republican only because well, if you want to vote in a primary, if you're not registered Republican anymore, they changed that a couple of years back with the Ron Paul thing because they were so afraid of Ron Paul, and the, storm that was gathering behind him that they tried to eliminate him in several different ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right. And, you know, and it's interesting because people don't realize that. We've got a lot of friends that are husband and wives that are Republican and Democrat registered, but they're both Republicans because it's one way that they get information from both sides to see who's doing what.
Right.
Look, I'm one of those guys that even with those pieces that I write, I want all sides of the information. How do you make an informed decision unless you have all the information in front of you? And it can't be sound bites. You know, one of the shows that scared the station owners before, I had a few other stations too, but the anchor station, I had a show with an imam, a rabbi, a pastor, and an atheist, and I brought them all in the studio.
Wow.
did you pat them down before you brought them in?
Oh, it was hilarious because when they walked in, here's the station owner looking at me going, are you serious? You're really going to do this? And I said, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, seriously.
I guess if the door's closed,
somebody could yell Allah Akbar and jihad's on. I don't know.
Well, I figure the worst case scenario is that the 7 second delay would get filled up and we'd really be in trouble. But that was about it.
Yeah. Thank goodness for that, huh?
Yeah, there's a 7 second delay, but they haven't come back in about 30 seconds. What's going on?
Lock the door.
It's probably the most listened to pull down podcast that I have.
Wow, I'm gonna have to listen to that. That sounds really intriguing.
It was quite interesting.
So, what do you think about the new issues that are coming? Speaking of the Middle East, but I mean, look at what's going on in Iran right now and Iraq. More Iraq. I'm sorry.
Yeah, more
but
Iraq.
But how about the fact that Iran is coming to the aid of Iraq? Isn't that our job? Isn't that what we used to do?
Used to.
I know Americans are war-weary, but here's the reality. We are not the friend anymore that we used to be. We're not the ally we used to be. Think about something, even in your own personal life. You want to be known as the guy that can be counted on and that can be trusted to come through for your friends. We no longer have that. This comes from a president who said he was going to make our relationships better. He was going to make them stronger. He was going to make us, you know, be that country, be that group of people that we should be. And what he's done is the exact opposite. We are not feared anymore. We are a joke. People laugh at us. They don't trust anything we have to say. And look who's stepping up to help others. I mean, look, the Russians stepped up to help with Syria, and Iran is stepping up to help Iraq. And what are we doing? We're learning how to play golf. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, isn't that a great way to isn't that a great time to go shoot 18 holes
in
California and go to a fundraiser?
Take a four-day vacation. Why not?
I was listening to a news thing this morning where the guy said, and the president has to brave the 100-degree weather in Southern California. Oh, my God. You know?
He's probably got he's probably got a Marine on each side carrying a parasol and then somebody else fanning him. You know, I mean, it's right out of, you know, King Tut. You know, that's incredible. I'm kind of torn on this issue over there because I'm tired of fighting wars that are set up so we can't win. I mean, you know, when you get to the rules of engagement with these guys, what's happening is, oh yeah, you can only fire back as if they start shooting you. Well, you can't have a war like that. Either if they're going to go in there and you know, kill everything in sight and get out. You know, but this nation building, I have a little bit of a problem with.
Well, you know, let's get past the nation building for a second. Here you have a president who is supposed to be the commander in chief, the guy running the show, so to speak. Now, I don't know about you, but when I pick my car to the mechanic, I do not tell him how to fix the car. I don't tell him how to take the heads off and, you know, how to grease, whatever it is he has to do. You know why? Because I don't have a clue. That's not what I do for a living. We have a president that tells every staff member, every administrator, every head of every department, and his generals how to run a war, what policies to put in place. You know, really? Seriously, this is the guy that's out playing golf today.
And he's been doing great. I mean, he's been batting 1,000 so far because, I mean, could you actually get this much wrong on accident?
No. You know what? I was one of those people for years that used to believe that this was just sheer incompetence.
I don't believe it.
All right. Well, you know, you got to believe in me now. After about 2 years of looking at this stuff, I go, you know what? Nobody can screw up this bad. Not constantly. This is a planned out. I don't think he expected though everything to roll up like it is right now. I really think that, you know, look at him. He's gone from kind of gray to becoming almost all gray overnight. I don't think he expected all these chickens to come back to roost on him.
Do you know what
quickly?
Do you know what I think, Joe? I think the only question here is not whether he's a Muslim or not. In my opinion, it's what kind of a Muslim is he? Is he Shiite or Sunni? I mean, what's going on over there? I mean, this guy's funding both sides of the war. He's been funding the Muslim Brotherhood. What's it take before we recognize that this guy? You know, let's say that he's not a Muslim. Well, whose side is he on?
No, listen, I take it out of that. Take it out of the Muslim realm. I don't even believe he's an American.
We're on the same page there. I mean, I don't even care if he's born in Hawaii. The real thing is that his father was a Kenyan, and he admits it, and he went to school in Indonesia, and you have to be an American citizen. I mean, a Indonesian citizen there, so he's got a dual citizenship because he never revoked it. This guy's not eligible. Where is everybody?
Yeah, you know what? I go back to in World War II, there were a lot of men and women that enlisted in the army or in the armed services to fight for this country because they loved this country so much. They were willing, even though they were born in another country, they were willing to lay their lives down for our country or for the country that they had adopted. A whole different animal. Now you got a guy in there that, you know what, really, does it matter where he was born if he had a true love for this country, if he truly was willing to lay his life down? He's not. He's looking to drag us down to the point where we're not even a third world nation. We're a fifth world nation.
Yeah.
That's real scary. We're going to have to go to a break, unfortunately. We got to thank the sponsors. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Coming in from London, from over the pole.
touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Yeah, there's a guy with a ticket to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We could crank that up, Bob, and it wouldn't bother my feelings a bit. We're back with Sovereign Right Radio. And
I don't know if we're a band on the run, but we're on the run.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know about who's going to be on the run, but, you know, pretty soon, the way the president's going, he's going to be on the run here pretty soon. You can run him from one hole to the next. So,
Are you still there with us, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know.
No, that's okay. I just let a little pregnant pause there just for effect, I guess. Listen.
The president being on the run. I get these things every day in the email. I'm sure you get them, too, where it says, you know, impeach the president. He needs to go to jail. And I'm saying to people, you know what? Who's going to take him? Eric Holder?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Congress,
the problem.
Congress has no spine. Senate has no spine. And, frankly, you reelected him.
Well, you know, I guess the pitchforks and the torches are going to have to come out sooner or later before this gets corrected. I don't know, because, you know, two more years of this guy and we're not going to have a country.
No, and frankly, you're going to have a turmoil in the Middle East like has never been seen before. But again, what are you going to do with him? So we take over the Senate and we take over the Congress. And what are we going to do? We're going to spend another 42 or 48 votes trying to repeal Obamacare? You know, we should be putting things in place to make it hard for this guy to even use his pen. He shouldn't be able to buy a pen or use his phone anymore because there's no Congress should pull all the appropriation funds that keeps him rolling. They got to be more strategic. All they're doing is they're doing these symbolic things that have absolutely no teeth whatsoever.
It's all political, you know. But you know the way this thing's going, you know, if we have interest rate going up on the debt, and I think that's coming, he's not going to be able to afford a cell phone, and neither are we.
No, well, wait a minute. It gets even better. You see what they're trying to do with the student loans? They're going to go bully the banks to drop the interest rates on the loan. Then they're looking at 10% of the disposable income of a student when they graduate. That's all you can hit them up for monthly payment. I don't know many students that are making big bucks where they got a whole bunch of disposable income afterward. And then they can only collect it for, 10 years. So if they can't collect within 10 years, then it gets... So now what are we doing? We, you and I, the taxpayer, We're going to subsidize the buy down in the interest rate. We're going to guarantee the note, and then we're going to, now you know as well as I do, we're going to end up paying the bulk of that loan in 10 years.
Isn't
and those won't even show up as a deficit.
I think they had a program like this in the colonies. It was called indentured servitude. it took like 10 years to work your way out.
You know what? I think the Dems were so excited that they finally had somebody to the far left that they could count on to push their agenda and make things happen. But if you look at some of these people on the left now, even they're afraid of him. They're afraid of how far he'll go, especially on the foreign policy. I really don't think they expected him to do what he's doing in foreign policy. Stepping all over themselves.
Well, you know,
to try to make it look like there's a good plan.
I was going to say, you know, and I if you bring up the name Hitler, you know, but wait a minute, you know, if you go back to Germany, Hitler was really popular right up until he started, attacking everybody under the sun and putting them in concentration camps.
Well, but think about something. He basically told them what he was going to do, and all up to the election, and then once he got elected, he did what he said. Everybody had a job. Right? There was food on everybody's table. Everybody went to school. Oh, my God, it doesn't get any better than this, right?
Yep.
And what was he doing? All the way through, he was indoctrinating them. He was making them sufficient on them. Even the religious people couldn't be sufficient on God anymore because they got the Hitler God now.
Yep.
Now he's giving them food. He's giving them work. He's giving them clothing. He's giving them education. What else do I need?
Well, and then you got Kristallnacht what was the other term? Night of the Long Knives. You know, I guess we haven't quite had that yet where he goes out and kills all of his political opponents. But the way this guy's headed, he's pretty much patterned himself after Hitler with his programs.
Well, listen, he can't go out and kill everybody, but think about what he's done in the military alone.
He has
decimated the military when it comes to the rank and file, but the brass,
right,
who actually have the experience to make this happen, to make these wars or fights or battles winnable. He's got nobody there now that can win that battle. They have to rely on him for direction.
Well, it's hard to get a hold of him. He's playing golf.
Yeah, his blueberry or blackberry doesn't work out in the golf course.
His blueberry.
You know, and the military guys are too busy holding up the umbrellas to be able to answer their phones.
Hey, you know, yeah. I mean, let's talk about the scandals a little bit here. I mean, we touched a little bit on it of incompetent, but I'm just not buying it anymore. I mean, you know, you can't be this dumb and be this smart at the same time. If basically he's taken over the country through the executive branch and his thousands and thousands of agencies or czars, I mean, you know, and regulations and everything else. I mean, is this incompetence or is this a planned takeover?
Oh, it's got to be. See, I used to think it was just incompetence. I told you, I 2 years into this, I started to turn going, wait a minute, you can't make this many mistakes. And, you know, mistakes have airs of mismanagement all around them. There's no mismanagement here. This stuff is planned. And the only mismanagement he has is when people, like the military rank and file are turning on him. The people with the IRS scandal in the beginning, remember the rank and file started to pop up at one point going, wait a minute, we had nothing to do with this. This came out of Washington.
Right.
This didn't come out of Cincinnati or wherever it was they say they're coming from. So you're right. When you start to drill down on these scandals.
Well, you know, if you're making mistakes, you sort of repent after your mistake. Oh, that was a mistake. I'm sorry. Let's fix it.
Let's clean it up and make sure this isn't going to happen again.
There's no repentance here on anything.
No. And think of where his biggest problem is going to be, in my mind. He's poking the servicemen. He's poking the guys that have given their lives for us to have freedom. And now they're turning on him. Now they're saying, whoa, wait a minute. We asked for help in Benghazi. We never got it. We had troops ready to go in there. We never got the go-ahead. We did not leave our men to die. And it's the same thing now with this the fellow that they let loose for the five Taliban leaders.
Right.
Look at the troops. I mean, these guys would never come out and say anything against the president. Now they turn around and say, no, this was wrong at every level. And brass knew about it.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of
the wrong people.
That's kind of a big error if you're trying to take over a country, is alienate the army and the military.
Well, you know what? I'd heard rumors that he was trying to get, he was asking military brass if they would shoot on Americans should they be called to do so, right?
Yep.
But the mistake he's making is what he's doing right now, because even the guys I think that were on his side at one time now turning around saying, wait a minute, the nut jobs are not in the streets. The nut jobs are in D.C.
Yeah, and by the way, if you get injured, you'll get free health care at the VA.
Yeah, within 120 days, not a problem.
Yeah, everybody's got insurance, but you can never see a doctor.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did anybody really think they were going to be able to find Lois Lerner's paperwork when they couldn't find VA paperwork, accumulated over 20 years?
But she was supposed to follow the rules and print all that out and have hard copies of it. I mean, she would not do anything off that page now.
Okay, it's just really funny that all of the emails between Eric Holder and her and the White House, they just disappeared in a puff of smoke. It's like...
Yeah,
it's just all a big quinky-dink.
Well,
and,
I was in the computer business for almost 20 years, and I used to say to people who would tell me their computer did this or their computer did that, I'd say, you know what? Computers don't wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and randomly decide to do things. So it's the same thing here. You know, she's got probably tens of thousands of emails, and you're telling me that somehow the only emails right there were the ones between her, Eric Holder, and the White House.
Yeah.
Really?
It's those gremlins.
You know those things.
I want that program because that program is artificial intelligence at its finest.
You know that thing about the computers don't do anything, you know, that you told people? Could I give you my home phone and you could call my wife?
Oh, yeah, it's just amazing.
But never mind.
Is that really surprising?
No.
Seriously.
No, I mean, these guys have been lying and hiding information from day one. They've been stonewalling Congress. My biggest, I'm pissed? Oh, I just did.
Your show. Go ahead.
I just did. Can I?
The 7-second delay.
Yeah.
So
I'm more pissed at the Republicans for not doing their job. ISA has been, abysmal. Oh, yeah, they do this grandstanding where you, rah, 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 but nothing happens. They don't put anybody, the subpoenas and, the Fifth, and nobody does anything. And, it's like, why isn't somebody going to prison already? Or they lock them down in the basement of the White House or something. I think actually that's legal.
Well, here's the thing. Congress has a right to issue an arrest warrant, okay?
Right.
But who enforces it?
Good old
Eric Holder.
Yes.
He's going to look at that and go, oh, more paper for the bathroom.
Yeah, but why can't we
do anything with it?
Yeah, we got
to
get.
We need to arrest him too and put him in the basement along with Obama and the rest of them.
But who's going to arrest him? But this is what I keep coming at. We got to get this guy out of the White House.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
We've got to make it so impossible for him to get anything done. You know what? You get the Senate in there. We take the Senate back. we get strong people in Congress. We don't have the Congress. The Congress has an overwhelming number of Republicans. That doesn't mean they have an overwhelming number of conservatives or even people with a spine.
Right. Okay, I guess with that, we need to go to a break and come back, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC. Where there's smoke, there's a serious barbecue. Get ready and save the date for Saturday, June 21st, as Wind River Resort and Casino hosts the North State Barbecue Championship Series. This event is open to pros and amateurs. Let the contest begin. These pitmasters will be preparing mouth-watering chicken falling off the bone, St. Louis-style pork ribs, and the California favorite tri-tip for you and our certified judges. This is your chance to come out and sample some of the best barbecue on the West Coast. Tasting tickets available for purchase on the day of the event. The Backyard Barbecue has come a long way. Our guest DJ will be mixing it up with the latest hits, so grab a cold one and satisfy your hunger at the North State Barbecue Championship Series on Saturday, June 21st at Wind River Resort and Casino. Good food, good times, good friends. For complete details and event application, please contact NorthStateQChamps.com. Or for more information on the sizzling hot backyard competition, contact group sales at 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Here pretty soon, or a FEMA camp if we don't worry and wake up.
Yeah, and we're all talking about the president, that's for sure, amongst other things.
And,
so.
And the spineless Congress is also on the topic here, you know. And
yeah, because like we were talking during the break, who would do the arresting? Who would physically go in if Congress said, okay, we want to arrest them? Who physically would do the arresting?
It's the Department of Justice. Who is, you know, headed by Eric Holder. And nobody, we haven't had this kind of thing happen in this country.
Well,
I mean, what if calling him?
Well, what if, I mean, if he's the commander-in-chief, and what if he was charged with treason? Because I think that would stick, actually, with the under the military code of justice, UCMJ code of justice, and he was charged with treason, and the Army arrested him. I would think that would be possible. Maybe that's why he's getting rid of all the generals.
Oh my God! You would start. I personally believe that you would start some type of civil war by doing that.
Well, you might. We have a caller on the line. We've got Terry with us here. Good morning, Terry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Happy Father's Day, Mark.
Happy Father's Day to you, Terry.
Great show.
Thank you. You got a question or a comment?
I have both.
Good.
First thing is that Mark Levin had a program the other day, and he was quite good. He had about six or seven experts on that were talking about how this data that Lois Lerner and her emails that were being sent, all this stuff, it's an impossibility that any of this could really even be lost. It's just an impossibility. He had several experts calling in, people who did work for major corporations that did this, that saved data, and it's an impossibility. It's a very good program. I'm sure that it can get archived, but to me, I guess I agree with you guys, the outrage that we all have for this president and what he's doing, and really and truly that, you know, he gets away with lying and virtually treason. And I'm kind of at my wit's end, and I just wanted to submit that and see what the guest had to say about that.
You know what? Again, I was one of those. First of all, to your technical question, you are 100% right. You can't just lose email. Somebody has to go in there, and I won't get technical on you, systematically remove those emails and then go. And the only way they could permanently delete them is to go in and re-index that whole database, because then it would technically remove them electronically from the hard drive. And then it would be next to, not totally, but next to impossible to get them back. But as far as the frustration level goes, again, I started off, you know, 4 years ago or 5 years ago in radio and trying to give the president the benefit of the doubt and say, no, he's just an idiot. He's the wrong guy for the job. But, you know, at this particular point in time, these are planned. Every one of these are planted. He's got people around him that he specifically – think about the experience of the people around him. They don't have it. All they have is loyalty, and they'll do what he says to do. That's all they have. So I'm with you with the frustration level, but I'm right back to it. Until we get off our butts and get off the couch and vote people in that will actually take action, do something to make a difference, we're done.
Yeah, it's
this
about
is what we
just
have to
one
put
last
up
quick
with.
Thing, and that it's is, it's great we voted people in. I mean, we vote for people who say they're one of us. We vote for people who basically they're going to do something about it. But in essence, I mean, the comment of Congress and the group of people that are going after the IRS on behalf of the people was that Congress is outraged. I mean, what are they going to do? Write a nasty letter to the IRS? So, you know,
stop
I just
funding
like
the IRS. How's that?
And,
how about we grow
and,
a real
who
fund?
Are those candidates?
Stop
out there?
Funding the IRS. How's that?
Yeah, stop funding the IRS. We keep hearing about Congress has the purse strings, but they keep giving this guy money every time you turn around. They need to cut this guy off.
It's still our fault. We have an election coming up in November. Replace them all. Get off the couch and replace them. If that's what you need to do to start anew, replace them all.
Well, I think that's true, and I agree with you. The only challenge we've had, I know, in California in the last election, you know, we out of 17 million plus voters, we only had 3 million plus vote. And out of those 3 million plus voted, which was 18%, I would say that probably 65% of those were government employees because they make up, in California anyway, 2.6 million of the 3.6 million that voted. So, again, people, I think, are just frustrated and sitting back and not really seeing any hope.
Well, I think the other problem we have is this, and you kind of alluded to it, which is we've got a government aid mentality. So when you go into the ballot box, I mean, you go into the voting booth, even if you're a good, solid conservative, right, you've got a government check of some kind in one hand, and I don't care what that is. Maybe it's temporary welfare or it's your Veterans Administration, whatever that check is, and you've got a ballot in the other hand that you know if you check a certain box, you lose 60, 70, 80% of what you have in your left hand. It puts you in a real bad place mentally. Not that you shouldn't do the right thing, don't get me wrong, but when you look around, how many of your neighbors, fellow workers, are really doing the right thing?
Yeah,
that's true. And getting educated, I mean, like in California, we've got Kashkari and we've got Brown. I mean, Kashkari voted for Obama, and his statement that's public record of voting for Obama is he felt that Obama was, quote, an economic warrior, number one. And number two, back when this vote was taking place, Obama was running against McCain. Kashkari said that McCain basically was someone who he didn't think could handle the economy as well.
Well, my opinion is this. It's got to crash before it gets everybody's attention. In other words, we're either going to hyperinflate and get people's attention, or we're going to deflate to the point of worse than the 29 depression, which we're on our way down. You know, that's kind of...
That may be sad, but it's true. Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys, for the program. Happy Father's Day again, Mark. And
You too, Terry. You bet.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Unfortunately, I think that's what's going to have to happen. In order for all these people to understand, they're going to have to get hurt and suffer. And suffering means either that their money doesn't pay for enough to eat, or their checks get cut, or all of the above. You know, because if the interest rates go up, we're going to be paying interest more than we are going to be for our mandatory for the government. I mean, you got the mandatory spending, and then you got the discretionary spending. And this discretionary spending is the Army, Navy, Marines, and that type of thing, and the federal government. At one point in time, what happens when you haven't got enough money to pay for the mandatory programs because of the interest on the debt? And that's our friend.
And we're coming to that.
Yeah, that's our friend, the bankers, Goldman Sachs, and all those guys in the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but again, it goes back to why should I suffer alone? How do I know you're not going to, when you get in the voting booth, you're not going to vote for the other guy to keep your check when I'm willing to vote to cut my check in half?
Well,
unless we all take this, we're done.
Personally, I don't get anything from the government, and I never will. But
yeah,
I'm not the rule, I'm the exception. And there's no question about it, because I see that if you're not self-reliant, then you're in trouble, because when this thing all starts to blow up, and it's going to blow up, it's on course. And you're not self-reliant, you're going to be wishing you were.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, we have to get out there and educate the people, you know.
Then we can turn it around at some
point. Yeah, we got to keep.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
We got to stop talking to ourselves. I mean, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but we really do have to stop talking to ourselves. You got to do some coffee in your neighborhood. Do some. You know, find a way to reach out to people to get them to truly understand what we're up against.
Right.
Yeah, they. I don't think they realize it. Even, like you say, if they have the ballot in one hand and their check in the other, you know, eventually the check's not going to be there at the rate we're going. And we need
no
to let them know that. They're going, oh, this is going to go on forever, and I'm going to be great.
I think what will happen is everybody will still get their checks, and you'll get a tank of gas and a loaf of bread and maybe a couple of Skittles.
And little government cheese, I'm sure.
Government cheese, and maybe a cell phone even to call someone who cares, because you'll try to get a hold of the doctor after you get your free health care insurance, and there's no doctors to treat you.
Right.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I know. <it's, laughs>
but I think it takes all of us, like what we're doing now, and getting this information out. And there's listeners out there, and there's people out there that will hopefully take what we're talking about and go out to rest of the people in their family or to out in the community and say, hey, you need to get this education. Here's where you can go and get some of the information to see where we're headed.
Well, and you know something? People are starting to see it. I think that because the mainstream media is so state-controlled at this point that you don't see the tide turning. But I believe the tide is turning because it is starting to get ugly out there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm seeing a little bit of movement. I just, you know, we've got, 2 years? And as you said earlier, we don't have that long to make the change. You got to get some strong people in the Senate, some strong people in Congress coming up in November. It's the only way I still think you can stop him, but I think you can slow him down to a crawl.
Yep, I agree. Listen, well, I think we got to go to a break. One more break, and then our last segment. And then tell us anything that you want to get out on the air, Joe. And, you know, we got about 10 minutes after this last break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
I can't deny the way I feel. I find it simply irresistible.
Sing it.
I try to fight it, it's so real. I find it simply irresistible. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Come on, come on, come on. It's simply irresistible.
We rock.
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh,
living on a prayer here, because that's probably what we all should be doing here, the way things are going.
We better hold on to America here.
Yep, hold on to what we got. Listen, yeah. Joe, you always like to get new stuff out there. Have you got any new stuff that you want to cover or talk about?
I don't know, but look, at I mean, we had enough this week. I'll be able to talk all next week on just what happened this week. Look, you know, the bottom line of the president, I think, is he's showing more and more every as the days go on. I used to say his he didn't care about America, but I think he has a true, at this point, a true disdain for America. It's gotten to the point now where if it looks like it might help us at all, he's not willing to do it. He's not willing to put any effort into it.
Well, I bet he's taken, you know, several strokes off his golf game since he's been in office.
Yeah, the heat's got to be. I hope the heat is getting to him.
Well, I kind of hope that he has a meltdown out there and a heat stroke or something, and maybe he can get to the hospital and stay there for a while and not make any.
Well, maybe not.
But you know, you got to take it back to the American family too. The other thing is, I say it every day. There's 3,000 other radio shows out there that are talking about what the president is doing at that given time and that moment. I think there's guys like us need to bring it back to. You know, family values, things going on socially,
yep.
And what they do to erode this country. And we need to be on that and show people what that's all about.
Yep.
I agree. We need to make him completely, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not effective at all. I mean, completely ineffective, because yep. If we did get him out of there, we've got Joe Biden in line.
I know. Doesn't it? That should scare you even more.
I know. That's. I mean, how much worse could it get? You know, we got Joe the Gaffer.
Don't
you
ask.
Know? You know, it used to be one for the Gipper. Now we got one for the Gaffer. You
yeah.
know.
And yeah, and you take him out, and who do you have right behind him? Boehner, right?
Yeah.
I'm really feeling good about this, aren't you?
Yeah, Boehner, yeah. Boehner's my guy. You know, I mean, he's so buddy-buddy with Obama. And I'm not sure, you know, if he's spineless or just a crybaby. But, you know.
This is our other fault, things. This is our fault. We need to get out there, and we need to get people riled up to go out and vote for the right person.
Well, I'm tired of those guys getting defended, too. I'm tired of the established Republicans getting defended by the other Republicans. You know, I mean, there was a wake-up call here with Cantor, but, you know, there needs to be more wake-up calls. Boehner needs to go. We need to go through all of those guys up there, Graham, and all the Tea Party haters that have been slamming the Tea Party and conservatism.
See, I'd agree with you as a wake-up call if they actually huddled the next day and said, oh, my God, we're in trouble. But they didn't do that.
No.
They think this is an anomaly.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we need to get rid of them all, I think. And but I guess time will tell. Yeah. You know, is it going to be pitchforks and torches, I guess?
We had a comment during the break that I would like to put over the way. We have a gentleman here that was born during the Depression, and he doesn't want to die during the Depression. And, you know, if that doesn't wake you up out there, folks, come on. You know?
That's a heck of a statement right there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're still in recovery. Right. Don't worry. You know?
No. Yeah, it's all getting better.
It's all getting better.
You're just looking at it wrong.
I know. I mean, we've gotten all the jobs back before the big problem. And, you know, we're down at 6.3% unemployment. And the stock market's
all-time high.
And there's nothing wrong out there. This is just a couple of, I mean, you know, it's like the other day, what does Obama say? He say, yeah, we've got more, we're safer than we ever were before.
Yeah.
Really? From what? Not from the government, not from terrorists, from each other?
From
family?
Yes.
From traditional values? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That tells you how good his security is.
Well, look, it's funny. They turn us into a society that takes its information at 140 characters or less. So how deep can you get into a conversation like that? Well, so let's start there. You know, you talked about the unemployment rate. That doesn't include the 800,000 people that have dropped out of the workforce, and the fact that 80% of the jobs that are being made, or almost 80%, are part-time jobs.
Yeah,
government.
I actually put a Bureau of Labor Statistics up on, and I covered it last show, that showed that we're like at 98 million people who aren't working. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, you know, that's a pretty high unemployment rate.
That's 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's almost 30%. You got 350 million people in this world, I mean, in this country, and don't forget the kids. You got to have like 60 million kids, That's almost 30% of the workforce.
Well, you know, Goebbels had it right in Germany. He said, you just keep telling the lie, because if they can't prove that it's wrong, then you're right. And you know, so and that's how they do it. I mean, because if they're the ones that are messing with all the statistics and tweaking them, you know, oh, yeah, everything's fine, 6.3%. But you got to be a moron to walk out in the community and see all of the doors shut on all of these businesses and think, yeah, life, we're right back to normal.
Yep. Recovery. Oh, this is good.
This is they took their lead from Baghdad Bob. Remember him? The missiles are coming through the wall behind him, and he's telling us they got total control of the city. They defeated the army 50 miles outside the city.
There is nothing wrong here. There is no problem.
But I deceived you.
Yeah, there you have it. So what else you got, Joe? Anything else you want to put out there? We got about 5 minutes.
Really. I just want to admonish people. Don't sit and wait for guys like us just to get the message out. And don't think that somebody else is going to do it, because they won't. You know, if you really care about what's going on around you, no matter what town you're in or city you're in, look, you got, what is it, the school boards.
School boards.
Water boards. Yeah. City councils. You know, go out and get involved in that. Pick one thing that turns you on and go there and get involved in it.
I was considering waterboarding the water board.
Well, that's illegal in some countries, not all, though.
Yeah, but it's not really torture.
Well, all depends.
Yeah, you know, I got my list of solutions here. Find your passion, find your why, find your reason, find that thing that motivates you. Is it your kids, your grandkids, belief in freedom? Quit complaining if you're not going to do anything. Are sports more important than your family survival? Turn off the TV, pry your butts up off the couch. Yeah, there you have it.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, and here's the last thing. If you can't produce evidence that you voted, shut your mouth.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Yep, there you have it.
Well, we want to thank you, Joe, for coming on, and we'd like to have you back in the future. It was a great show, and keep
thank
us
you.
In tune to what's going on
very
down
much.
There.
Enjoyed myself.
Yeah, we're cut from the same cloth, Joe, and you know, like I say, we'd love to have you back at some point.
I'd love to come back. Thank you. Cool.
All right. Well, happy Father's Day and enjoy your day.
To you too. Yep.
Absolutely. Right. Very good. Bye bye. Okay. So, what else have we got here? We got about 2-3 minutes, Bob.
2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Pry your butts up off the couch. Get involved. Get educated on the issues. Start a neighborhood watch. Run for city council. Store food. Read something that matters. Join a tea party. Get off the TV. Listen to Sovereign Minds. We the People Radio. Find alternative media sources. Quit being a sheeple.
Yeah, and get the education, get the information, and pass it to somebody. And maybe they'll pass it to somebody else.
And do something.
Yeah.
That's right. You have been dumbed down and lied to.
Don't forget, Monday nights at 6 p.m., come to Destiny Fellowship, 2570 Bonnie View.
Question everything in your sources. Do your homework. It's time to do something, people. Yeah. I like the way Bill Riley goes, hey, if you can't believe it on the internet. You know, all these people think they're getting all this information on the internet. You can't believe that stuff. Oh, but you can believe everything on the TV, right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly wouldn't lie.
None of those guys would ever lie to us.
No, never deceive us or anything. They give us the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
So help.
They're not ready for the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I knew you were going there. I was like, okay. So what else do we got? You know, who do we have next week?
We have Dr. Housing, or I believe is how you say his name.
Dr. Helsinger?
No, not Helsinger.
He's the guy from Dracula? Or no?
No.
I think it's Husing.
Husing. Dr. John Husing, and it's about CARB. He's actually been studying down in the south of California since about 1964, I think it is, about the economy of California and CARB and people and what's going on. And again, what the government isn't really telling you on statistics.
I'm telling you, it's getting ugly out there, guys. You better get out there and start doing something. You better start getting involved, because government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
You're tuned to KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A top Senate Republican says Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki cannot keep his country together in the face of attacks by insurgents, and a U.S. alliance with Iran may be needed to do so. This is South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
We need to all make sure Baghdad doesn't fall. So, yes, we need a dialogue of some kind with the Iranians, but we also need to put them on notice. Don't use this crisis as a way to create a satellite state of Iraq controlled by Iran.
He spoke to CBS today. A number of lawmakers are calling on the Obama administration to exercise leadership. A guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer are now accompanying U.S. aircraft carrier into the Persian Gulf as the Iraqi civil war heats up. Casey Kasem has passed away. The smooth-voiced radio broadcaster started American Top 40 on the 4th of July, 1970, in Los Angeles. Three Dog Nights, Mama